This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Meat demand trends with population growth, navigating ethics and sustainability. Discover how population growth impacts meat consumption, ethical eating, and innovations like clean meat shaping our food future. Meat demand and population growth, a casual chat. Hey, have you ever thought about how the growing global population is changing the way we consume meat? It's one of those topics that's quietly shaping a lot about our food systems, our environment, and even our ethics around eating. So let me break it down for you in a way that's pretty straightforward, but also kind of interesting. First off, the world population is expected to hit nearly 10 billion people by 2050. That means more mouths to feed, which in turn means more demand for food, and meat, in particular, plays a huge role here. Historically, as countries get wealthier, they tend to eat more meat. It's seen as a status symbol, something that signals economic progress, and there's no denying meat's appeal. It's tasty, versatile, and a major source of protein. But here's where it gets complicated. Producing meat at the scale we might need with 10 billion people puts immense pressure on our environment. Think greenhouse gas emissions, massive water use, and land cleared for grazing or growing feed. On the flip side, meat remains a crucial source of nutrients, especially in places where plant-based diets might not provide all the essential amino acids or micronutrients people need. It's a big balancing act. Now, with rising awareness around sustainability, you've probably heard about plant-based diets becoming more popular. They're often promoted as one way to reduce our environmental footprint. Less meat means less impact. But there's also interesting innovation happening with clean meat, sometimes called cultured meat, which is basically meat grown in a lab from animal cells. It's designed to replicate traditional meat without the same environmental or ethical downsides. While it's still not widespread, it might be a game changer in how we fulfill meat demand without overburdening the planet. Of course, all this sparks tons of debates and arguments for and against eating meat. On one hand, some people argue ethical eating means reducing or eliminating meat because of animal welfare and environmental costs, which draws on sentiocentrism, the ethical viewpoint that considers the interests of all sentient beings. On the other, there are perspectives that recognize the cultural significance of meat and the livelihoods tied to animal agriculture. Even among experts, it's a nuanced conversation. One thing to consider is the pros and cons of eating meat: nutrition, taste, tradition, and economics versus environmental sustainability, animal welfare, and health concerns. This makes the future of meat consumption an evolving landscape, influenced by technology, culture, and shifting attitudes. So, what's the takeaway as the population keeps growing? It looks like we'll see a mix of approaches, some shifts towards more plant-based diets, increased adoption of clean meat technologies, and changes in how meat is produced and consumed globally. The demand might keep rising, but how we meet it could look very different from what we're used to. If you're curious about the ethical discussion surrounding eating meat and the complexities involved, a great resource to check out is Eat Meat or Don't. It offers thoughtful insights into the arguments we've been talking about, helping you better understand both sides of the conversation. Anyway, that's my quick take on how population growth is pushing meat demand and how our choices and innovations might shape that future. Food for thought, literally. Thanks for hearing me out. Maybe next time we'll chat about how your local grocery store choices fit into this bigger picture.